Ever found yourself frozen in conversation, mind blank and palms sweaty?
You're not alone.
Social skills aren't magical talents some people are born with. They're learnable abilities that improve with practice, just like playing piano or shooting basketball. What makes mastering social interaction particularly powerful is that it transforms anxiety-inducing encounters into genuinely enjoyable experiences.
The journey begins not with completely reinventing yourself, but with understanding which aspects of your social self need refinement and which are perfectly fine as they are.
Many people mistakenly believe they need to become extroverted social butterflies when their introversion or quirky interests aren't problems at all. They're just part of what makes them unique. What should you change and what should you embrace? Clear obstacles like excessive shyness, conversation stumbles, and friend-making challenges deserve attention. But being introverted, enjoying solitude, having niche interests, or possessing a quirky personality? Those aren't flaws. They're variations of normal. Imagine someone who loves discussing science fiction novels. They don't need to abandon this passion, but rather find compatible people who share it, or learn to balance it with other conversation topics. The goal isn't becoming someone else, but developing enough social capability to connect authentically with others. Remember, even charismatic people make social missteps. They interrupt, misread cues, or tell inappropriate jokes. Success isn't about flawless execution, but being good enough to connect with compatible people who accept you as you are.
Like mastering any complex skill, developing social abilities requires dedicated practice, not just theoretical knowledge. You're simultaneously developing multiple abilities, thinking quickly during interactions, processing other signals while managing your responses, active listening, asking engaging questions, reading body language, learning unwritten social norms, and discovering your authentic style. Three effective practice methods exist. First, simply increase your socializing time through existing connections, service jobs, volunteering, or community events. Second, practice deliberately by targeting specific skills, like challenging yourself to start conversations with strangers. Third, take structured classes in interpersonal skills, like public speaking, acting, or improv comedy.
For many people, their biggest social obstacle is internal, their own mind. Shyness creates hesitation and physical discomfort in social settings. Social anxiety focuses on nervousness that can escalate to intense physical distress. Insecurity stems from having a low opinion of your social value, assuming others won't like you. These mental barriers lead to avoidance behaviors that provide short-term relief but reinforce problems long-term. Two myths give social discomfort too much power: believing you must eliminate all anxiety before improving your social life, and thinking you can't show any signs of discomfort to others. The truth? Humans aren't wired to be blissfully self-assured all the time. Even with every coping strategy, you'll still experience worried thoughts and occasional nervousness. Accepting this reality actually diminishes their control over you.
Social anxiety and insecurity are maintained by counterproductive thoughts that create unpleasant feelings and self-defeating behaviors. Cognitive distortions, misleading, irrational thought patterns, warp your perception of reality. Examples include emotional reasoning: I feel anxious, therefore this situation must be dangerous. Jumping to conclusions without evidence, all-or-nothing thinking, and catastrophizing. Since these thoughts are distorted or inaccurate, you can overcome them through logical analysis. First, identify your problematic thoughts by examining your negative beliefs. Next, critically examine these thoughts when you're in a neutral mood rather than during social situations. Finally, replace distorted thoughts with more realistic alternatives. For example, replace "everyone at this party will hate me" with "some people will probably like me, others won't. Those who aren't into me will likely be indifferent rather than hostile."
Many people struggle with not knowing what to talk about, a common complaint that can be addressed with clear conversational strategies. Having specific goals makes it easier to think of what to say. Day-to-day socializing typically involves creating rewarding interactions, learning about others to find common ground, sharing things about yourself, and showing you're friendly. Good conversationalists naturally employ certain approaches, being genuinely curious about others, talking in terms of their interests, or steering conversations toward comfortable topics. Conversation is like rallying a tennis ball. You want to give the other person something they can easily return through questions that invite contribution or statements that prompt responses. When two people first meet, conversation usually starts with safe, surface-level topics before potentially moving into deeper territory. Small talk serves important purposes despite its bad reputation. It reliably starts conversations, eases nerves, demonstrates your personality, and meets social expectations. Making friends follows four basic steps. Find potential friends, invite these prospects to do something with you, gradually deepen these budding friendships, and repeat until you've built the social circle you desire. Being lonely doesn't mean you're deeply flawed. It's usually just a symptom of lifestyle habits that don't facilitate meeting people. Take initiative rather than passively waiting for others to befriend you. Before seeking strangers, consider that potential friends might include work colleagues, friendly acquaintances, friends of friends, or lapsed friendships you could rekindle. After meeting compatible people, arranging to hang out outside your meeting context is crucial. Without this step, potential friendships remain limited to specific environments. The foundation of deepening any friendship is simply spending more time together consistently over months. One-on-one time is particularly valuable, as many people point to their first solo interactions as when friendships truly developed. As you apply these principles, your social situation will improve significantly, and unlike losing weight, these gains won't disappear without constant vigilance.